From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an effort at unity in Libya. Representatives of Libya's warring factions agreed Tuesday to create a national unity government following months of UN-mediated efforts. The announcement in Tunis Tuesday was greeted warmly by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
This is a significant step forward on the path towards Libya's peace and stability. We urge all Libyans to continue moving forward with the implementation of the Libyan political agreement. We note that the agreement calls on the Libyan House of Representatives to convene and endorse the Government of National Accord within 10 days. We encourage the House to proceed without delay.
There was no immediate reaction from the country's rival legislatures. If they agree to back it, Fayez Sarraj, a lawmaker in the Eastern Parliament, would be set to become prime minister. The power-sharing deal comes amid growing alarm over the presence of Islamic State militants in the North African country. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir has refused to rule out obtaining nuclear weapons if arch-rival Iran becomes a regional threat. He spoke to Reuters Tuesday.
I don't think it would be logical to expect us to discuss any such issue in public. But what I can tell you is that there are two things that we don't negotiate over in Saudi Arabia: our faith and our security. We will do whatever we need to do in order to protect our people and our nation.
He said the end of Western sanctions on Iran as part of a nuclear agreement is welcome if Iran uses unfrozen funds to improve the living standards of its people. But he said if the funds go to support the nefarious activities, this, quote, will be a negative and it will generate a pushback. Tensions between the two countries escalated earlier this month after the Saudis executed a Shia cleric accused of supporting terrorism. Furious Iranians attacked the Saudi embassy in Tehran. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati says he feels extremely fortunate to be free following his release from Iranian jail, part of a prisoner swap between Tehran and Washington. He said he hopes to speak out more about his experience.
I hope to give more details in the future. This is all still surreal, and we're just soaking it all in right now. There is a lot that I have to say about the experience and what happened, and I hope to bring that to the American people and the world.
Hekmati, an Iranian-American, was arrested in 2011 on spying charges. He was freed Sunday along with four other Americans. Iran also agreed to try to determine the fate of Robert Levinson, a former federal law enforcement agent who disappeared in Iran in 2007. White House spokesman Josh Earnest suggested Tuesday Levinson may no longer be in Iran.
That's why we continue to press for information about his whereabouts. And we're going to continue to do that. And we've secured a commitment from the Iranians to use the channel that has now been opened to secure the release of those individuals that we know were being held by Iran unjustly. To use those same channels to try to gather information about Mr. Levinson's possible whereabouts.
Earnest said there was some publicity in recent years indicating that whoever may be holding Levinson put out a so-called proof of life evidence, but said there's been no updated assessment. A group of unknown gunmen stormed a university in northwest Pakistan Wednesday, opening fire at students and teachers. One official said the attack left 25 to 30, mostly students, dead and 50 others wounded. Pakistani security forces arrived at the Baka Khan University in the town of Sharsada and engaged the attackers. The Islamic State group Tuesday publicly acknowledged for the first time the death of the masked militant member seen on numerous execution videos and referred to as Jihadi John. The site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activities, said the IS group published an eulogizing profile in its English-language magazine. Jihadi John had been identified by the U.S. military as Mohammed Emwazi, a Kuwaiti-born British citizen. He's believed to have been killed in a drone strike in Syria in November. The search for 12 missing U.S. Marines aboard two helicopters that collided off the Hawaiian coast was suspended Tuesday after 5 days with no signs of survivors. Officials are now transitioning to a recovery and salvage operation. A memorial service for the 12 is planned on Friday. Colombian peace negotiators and FARC rebels have asked the UN to monitor and verify peace accord between the two sides, another step toward a final treaty. Colombia and the leftist rebels have given themselves a March 23 deadline to sign a final peace agreement to end a 50-year war. The International Labor Organization says global unemployment will fall to 5.7% next year, but it says actual unemployment will rise with a growing population. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.